Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello, everyone.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about 5 reasons to outsource bulk mail offers and not do them yourself. It's more like 50 reasons, but we're going to try to stick to 5. And knowing me, we'll end up with
50. It's going
to be 50. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on landacademy.com, our online community. It's free.
Cool. All right. Josh asks, I now own 2 10-acre plots that are adjacent in a wooded area in California. Yay, congratulations.
Yeah.
Paid $8,000 total. I would like to sell for cash since I really need an infusion for more mailings and acquisitions.
You got
Smart.
The concept, man.
Should I split them up or try to sell together? My starting cash sales price for both together would be around $24,000 based on LandWatch and other comps. Would it be smart to break them up so it's a lower price for a cash buyer?
I know what I would do.
Me too. You want to go first and I'll go second?
I bet it's the same thing.
I bet it is the same thing.
I would post them everywhere you possibly can on the internet. Don't just focus on LandWatch. And I would list them as separate postings, but write one after another. And you would say in each posting, hey, I own the adjacent property. I'll cut you a great deal for a certain amount off if you want both of them. But it's first come, first serve.
And that's exactly what I'd do.
Chances are the person's going to buy both.
Exactly.
They'll bring their brother-in-law in or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I've had that.
Me too.
They buy both and then they can go out there and pick the one they like the best. Because mm-hmm. they've told me this, that they did this later on. I'm like, congrats. They're just so happy, you know, happy buyers. So mm-hmm. they buy both. They pick the one they want. They sell the other one and it pays for the first one.
Yeah, you know, what I love about this, Josh, is that you're not so much the two property thing, but, you know, yeah, all right, you spent $8,000, you're going to generate 20 probably, it mm-hmm. sounds like, by the end of the day, and now you're going to go buy some more property. That's mm-hmm. the whole point to this. Spend a little bit of money on the first few deals, generate a big bank balance, don't go crazy and spend it on more land, mm-hmm. and just keep going and going and going until you've got some serious money.
Then you can make, that's why I tell people, start small, like you just said, and then when you have 30, 40, 50, whatever it is in the bank, now you can start making some different decisions.
Right.
So,
hey, if you have a question or you'd like to be on our show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, 5 reasons to outsource bulk mail offers, and in parentheses, don't do them yourself, please. Jill, what are your 5? This is me to the show.
Okay. Here are my 5. I will go through them quickly and then we can talk more if you want about
Perfect.
Each one. Okay. Number 1. Do you want to be a printer?
That's actually one of mine. Okay. What business are you in? You want to make a deal maker?
Yeah.
Or do you want to be a commercial printer?
Do you want this commercial equipment in your all this equipment in your garage? That's number 1. Number 2. They confirm all the addresses via software and things like that. That's their business.
Too. We're going to get to talk about that in a great deal.
Okay,
cuz
cool.
People don't get that.
Thank you. Number 3, postage, bulk rates. Can't beat it.
That's right.
Number 4, the paper, all the ink, everything around it, bulk rates, bulk
expensive,
savings.
Expensive.
Sorry. And then last and final, my number 5, this is my absolute favorite. Your family will love you. Seriously.
Oh, because you have more time?
Well, not only do you have more time, we're not all sitting around the dining room table licking envelopes.
Yeah. You never want to do that.
Right?
I've done it.
Right. So that's my 5.
So let me preface it by saying this. I have done this all the wrong ways. Yeah. That's how I actually know that we do it the right way now and have been doing it the right way for about 10 years. Here's my 5 real quick. It's cheaper. Number 2, it's faster. Number 3, it comes out perfect. It's all professional. It's professionally done. You're sending a professional message on professional grade paper to a seller and asking them to sell you their property for less than they know it's worth. Number 4, post software that Jill alluded to. when you send your data and your documents to a commercial printer, they run it through all kinds of software. They have to, and I'll explain it in a second about why. They have to get their special bulk, it's called a bulk mail rate from the post office, because that software makes it so much more efficient for the post office to start scattering stuff all over the country. And then finally, the last one is you get analytics with a commercial printer that you don't get by sitting at your coffee table and doing it. And you don't get the analytics with the wrong commercial printer, by the way, too. Mm-hmm. So, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's take them one by one. Okay. It's cheaper. Let's look at the different cost scenarios. This is how commercial printer works. And this is the 35,000 foot basic view. The first thing a commercial printer does is they go get a bulk mail license, and we're going to use just a regular business letter from a financial standpoint to explain how this works. You have a few options. If you want to send a regular letter, just a single letter, you put a stamp on it, right? It's mm-hmm. $49.50. And then you print the letter out, you write the letter, you print it out, and it, you know, prints off on your desk, and you stuff it in there, and you lick it, and you send it. That's option one. Number two is you can send it to a commercial bulk mail person. Well, why do they get away with charging me 49 cents? Isn't that the price of postage? No. They apply for and promise to do, in exchange for a way cheaper rate from the post office, a bulk mail license. So in a regular, it's about 30 cents right now. They can, through running through software and really helping the post office out by delivering it to the actual post office in a way that's very much more manageable than to them than showing up with a bin, like a clothes basket bin full of letters, like we all have done.
Exactly.
So in exchange for that, they're rewarded by price. So it can get lower than 30 cents for them to send that. So they can just charge you. It's a win-win scenario. They charge you the price of a stamp. You don't have to do any work, and they make a little bit of money. Go ahead.
Well, another thing to point out, just because you're spending less money doesn't mean it's any less efficient. That's the point I want to make, too.
It's more efficient,
exactly.
It's way more efficient.
Oh, if I'm putting a real stamp on there, I know it's going to get there faster.
No, not
necessarily.
It's actually not.
It's because yours is, I mean, this all pre-bundled with in a certain order that goes really smooth and convenient for the post office is going to take priority over 18 random Christmas cards that are going out here and six, you know, kind of things. And they're handwritten and they can barely even read them.
Right.
So let's think about that. Thank you.
So that takes care of cheaper. And then at the end, I'll run you through an exact, you know, what happens when you send 1,000. I'll run you through the exact example and why it's so much cheaper and faster and better. I can do it right now. Number two is faster. So you're writing one letter, and then you have what's called a mail merge. You have all kinds of data for, let's say, 1,000 letters, right? And everybody's got a different first name. They got a different last name, a different APN, mm-hmm. a different legal description. Well, all of those make your end letter or your end offer to each specific person. It makes it look like you just sent it to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
Exactly.
So can you do this on your desktop computer? Yeah, you can. But you're going to have to run then, a 1,000 letters out through your printer.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You're going to run out of toner. You're going to run out of paper. And then you're going to go buy more. You're going to end up going to Staples instead of somewhere smart.
You're going to do like we did. You're going to find yourself looking at these big machines and almost pulling the trigger on these $40,000 and $50,000 and $100,000 machines, which are nuts.
Right.
Don't need to do that.
Yeah. A lot of years ago, we thought
Don't
we were going to get in that business.
And we realized that's crazy.
So half the letters are going to come out at the end. There's going to be toner all over the place. It's not professional.
Mm-hmm.
So
no one can sleep because you're doing it in the middle of the night.
And then there's this issue with software. So when a good bulk mail printer gets your data set and the letter that you want to send, they run it through software to make sure that the post office agrees with the list and that all the data is live. Where you're sending the letter is actually a live real address, so there's no more return to sender. So that saves the post office loses their butt on return to sender situations. So they love that. They love when you get run it through the software.
The post office loses their butt. It's hilarious.
I mean, they lose their butt anyway, but they lose their butt way more. I mean, they have to send it twice. They send it there. It doesn't get there. It's not a right address. They send it back to you. What the heck?
Right.
Now they do twice as much work for the same amount of money.
Exactly.
So it really does make a lot of... wow, it's thundering.
That's
Isn't that
awesome.
Great?
I love it. We're clearly not in our studio right now.
We're in Scottsdale, and it's like when it rains here, everybody celebrates.
Uh-huh.
So that takes care of the software piece. And then there's analytics. My number five is analytics. So you can find out with the right bulk printer, you know, when you can watch on the internet or on a dashboard when each letter gets to the owner and the whole thing. So it just is overwhelmingly, there's no reason. Let me be real frank about this. The takeaway is this: never send out letters. Never, 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 ever. Sit at your house or your office and do a mailer like that. It never makes sense, never.
If you're sending five, I mean, you're not sending five. It doesn't matter if you send five. Well, this is my point. Follow me on this one. If I'm only sending five, maybe I don't need to upload it, but even at that, you do. So my point is you're not sending five because this is your business. You're not messing around. You're sending 1,500. Am I going to handwrite 1,500? Oh, heck no. That'd take 2 years. That means I'm not an acquisition person. I'm a letter writer. I'm a stenographer is what I am.
Right.
So I'm not doing that. There really is no argument, for doing this yourself.
That's right,
Joe. Period. No matter whether you're doing 1,500 or 15,000, you know, there's no way. And going and getting the equipment and doing it all, bringing that in-house, boy, we've talked about that. That's one of the reasons people love us is because, hey, we've been there. We've made some mistakes. We never made that mistake, but we looked at it and did all the work, and it definitely does not make sense.
Yeah.
You know, unless you want to be a printer.
So what we've done, Jill and I have done, is negotiated, because we have a very large group that sends out mail often, negotiated an unbelievable deal with a extremely professional, you know, up to the second IT performing commercial bulk printer here in Scottsdale. And we pass that on to you. So regardless of whether you send five letters out or 5 million, it's the same price and it's always cheaper than a stamp. So, and you know it's going to get delivered. You can see when it's getting delivered and the whole thing. And we're not ready to release it yet, but the product's just about done. And we're actually pretty proud of it. So mm-hmm. It's just, I love, you know, once in a great while, you can really just sit there and say, yep, this is black and white.
Yeah.
There's no gray area here. It makes absolutely no sense to send out mail yourself.
Yes. You know? This is the coolest thing on the planet right now. I got to tell you that sitting and there's a thunderstorm outside. It's raining. You can hear the thunder. I just love this.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
So good. It's so cool. I'm trying to think what else I wanted to say about that. Yeah. No matter how much you think you're doing. Oh, you know what else? I know you touched on it, Jack, but I want to circle back around. I think some people think that you need that personal, more of a personal touch, like a really a handwritten or a signature and all that. You can put all that in. That's what I'm saying. You can have your signature, you know, in there. You sign it. And if you want to do colored, you don't need to, but you could. But what, and I know it's kind of another show, but it's the way the letter's formatted is really what makes it stand out. This is just the delivery process. And just do it the right way, the cheapest way. Because you are the deal maker. You should be looking at properties. You should be finding the areas. You should be formulating the offers. You should not be spending a week of your time getting them in the mail. That's the last thing you should be wasting your time on.
And the last thing, too, you want to be worried about is when are they going to get there?
Right.
You know, you need to be watching on a computer screen when the stuff's getting delivered. You know, you want as much detail as you can, and you just don't get that by doing it yourself. You also don't get it with a lot of commercial printers out there are not software driven the way that the one that we use is.
Right.
Where it's really, truly beneficial and you can see, have control, you know when the people are going to call you back.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
I'm excited about it if you can't tell.
I know. I'm glad. Very glad.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to not lose our place on the page. Never mind, I don't know what, it's all, it should be routine by now, but okay.
I got excited about it. I just love this topic.
I know.
I love when stuff is like, oh my gosh, it's way more efficient now.
Exactly. Every day to buy property for heaven's what is worth and sell it immediately. Get it in there before Jack loses his train of thought again. Just kidding.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. I know. You are excited.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Cracking me up, man.
I know. Well, it is a great... Rain. I know I am. It's so good. Is that what distracted you? It's really cool.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, well, honestly, it's There's a lot more to say on this, but really, the whole point is this. It's so easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a meal merge.
I know.
You know, you don't have to learn all that stuff. You nailed it. The takeaway is this. You want to just eliminate all these back office functions, mm-hmm. one by one. And this completely eliminates mm-hmm. it. It's cheaper and better and faster and way more effective.
This is one of the single biggest time-wasting things you could do in this business if you are really focused on the mail part of it and getting them out, you know what I mean? And the actual stamps and envelopes.
Yeah, it's not just doing it
yourself.
If you
are ordering stamps on Amazon or envelopes on Amazon, knock it off.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be doing
that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't, do you want to have all these office supplies in a closet somewhere? You don't want that.
No.
Paper and envelopes and toner and printers and you just, it's not, you're going to get a substantial number of letters are going to come back. The amount of money that you save on a per unit basis is staggering, first of all. Number two, all the stuff that postage that you actually pay for in the end is going to get delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen 10% return rates on some of these older lists. Mm-hmm. That's awful. So coupled with the data with RealQuest data and how mm-hmm. we do it, and then with this printing scenario, it doesn't get any better.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing, man.
Mm-hmm. It's a no-brainer, I think.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know. What are we doing this weekend?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. All I thought about was work this whole week, even though it was kind of a holiday week.
Oh. Now what I'm not going to probably do, I might do it. Shoot. Saints are playing the Rams. I might have to watch that game.
Oh.
Just because.
Football woman.
Just because.
She'll let me know how that game goes.
Just because. Yeah, I'll let you know how it goes.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. And have a good weekend.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.